Liz and Kimmage, the hanging baskets. Make sure they're secured. Thanks for that, Liz. And David is in Nova Scotia and he says, remember the words of comedian Ron Black when it comes to hurricanes. It's not that the wind is blowing, it's what the wind is blowing, i.e. trampolines, hanging baskets or whatever. And on old age, did you ever notice how very old people, when asked about their long lives, all have different reasons? Dick Van Dyke says it's gym three times a week. Someone else will say eating rashers and sausages. Somebody else say a bottle of stout a day. It's all just luck and genetics and nothing else, I think. Live long and prosper, says that person. Well, luck and genetics have an awful lot to do with it. Now, you might remember we spoke to Farah Corbett from Cláiste Chéireann in Limerick a couple of weeks ago. She had a project at the BT Young Scientist called The Big Irish Head in You. Yes, I kid you not. She was testing if the saying, the big Irish head in you, is true by comparing head circumferences and shoulder width for Irish people. She told us her findings were inconclusive. Well, on the back of that, we have to assume, we got an email, which I will read to you now. Dear Ray and team, hope this finds you well. I thought as someone with an oversized head, that's me, you might like to hear about my brother Kevin and his outrageous claim. A few years back, my brother had a hat made by Shevlin Millinery. At the time, he was told it was the biggest hat they had ever made. Since then, he's been telling anyone that will listen that he has the biggest head in Ireland. At Christmas, he got particularly serious about it, giving his hat to any and all that would try it on, to show us just how big it was, and is, and in turn how big his head is. In fairness to him, it was swimming on every head that tried it on, falling down over some people's eyes. My dad's side of the family do have big heads, and the hat was even big on them. So we began to think, maybe he's not full of shite. Maybe he really does have the biggest head in Ireland. So I would love if you could find out, can my brother with a head circumference of 63.5 centimetres claim the title of Ireland's largest head? Please, Ray, either give him something to keep shouting about or shut him up for good. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
That came in from your sister, Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel, yeah, she's gas, yeah. I'd say it makes me sound like I have a big head, but it kind of goes with the territory, Ray.
Yeah, it does, yes. So you have a physical big head and now a metaphorical big head as well. Listen, we had great fun yesterday and today. Yesterday we made a paper measuring tape from the internet. And
right.
I brought one in today, so people have been measuring their heads. Now, I did do a bit of research, because I like a little bit of research. And I found that the average head size for a man is 57.2, I think. And the average head size for a woman is around 55. So you're coming in at
63.5.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I've looked into it as well, Ray, you know. I'm not doing this willy-nilly. I found an article about some fella who was he was giving out about how he can't find a hat size, you know, and hats for big men don't exist. And you know, it goes on the article, and he revealed at the end his head size was 61 centimetres.
Right, 61 centimetres, so, right.
Yeah. Or, so he was 51, sorry, 51, excuse me.
51?
Or say 61, sorry. 61.
No, 51 would be a small head.
Yeah,
61 would be above average, but not 2.5 centimetres.
He's still not on me, though.
No, he's not on you. He's not on you. Yeah, talk to us about your head then over the years. And were there challenges over the years with your large head?
No, I never got stuck in the playground or in between fence and poles.
No, but you know,
there's nothing too serious.
No, but for example, I was on holidays once and I hired a moped, right? This is a true story.
Right.
And your man says to me, I'd signed all the papers, shown my passport and all that sort of thing. And then he says, you know, you'll need a helmet. What size? And I said, I'll probably need an extra, extra large. And he goes, no, extra, extra large will suit, extra large will fit, right? So he gave me an extra large helmet. I put it on and it sat on the top of my head. Right. He started laughing and called his boss in from the office to have a look at this. So both of them stood there pointing at me and laughing because I measured my head. I always said to people have a large head. So I clock in. I've no hair now. I clock in at 60 centimetres, maybe 60.5.
Right.
Yeah. You're 63.5.
It's no empty boast, like, you know. It's no empty
Do you wear a hat for work?
So I'm a chef and I have to wear a skull cap, and so I have to get the largest there is, and it's elasticated, you see.
Yes.
And it's just stretched out over. You just cut the elastic on the back and it just stretches out over.
Right,
it's the same with, like, I have a daughter and we go paintball shooting and, you know, you have to wear the face covers and all that.
Yes.
And like you look ridiculous in it. It just comes down over your lips.
Yeah. No.
Everything like that is kind of elasticated, so you still kind of get something that'll get you.
Yeah.
It's if you're looking for a real hat, that's when it just doesn't exist.
Right. So the hat, it's a bespoke one you have. What class of a hat is it?
Oh, a fedora, a classic fedora.
Fedora, right. Okay.
Yeah, he does them in town. He makes them and he has them on the rack, you know what I mean? So I went into him and he goes, I have nothing on the rack for you, you know?
Right.
And so that was it. We sat down then and he gave it a measurement and he goes, I don't make hats, like I haven't made a hat that size. And that was it then, so we went on to it.
Yeah, and you know that there's a hat sizes because I was in the FCA years ago and we had to wear berets, right? And they didn't have a hat to fit me, so I had to get a beret and cut the band at the back. So there'd be
I've done that myself.
So it'd fit on you. So I think the biggest one at the time was 7 3/4 was a size, I think.
Right.
So I'm probably, you know, maybe an 8, a size 8 head.
You know?
Yeah. And then it's not just about the measurement, it's also about the shape. My sister famously said that us Darcys have question mark shaped heads. You know, so that you see, you can imagine that.
It goes out at the back. So,
just so you know, when we spoke to Farah Corbett, she said that we don't, as a race, we don't have larger heads than other races. You know, although it was inconclusive, she found that we're probably average size heads, you know, Irish people. But you have a particularly large one. And what about the cycle? Do you have to wear a helmet cycling or anything?
Oh yeah, so I cycle to work. I wear a bicycle helmet.
Yeah.
I went for ages. I couldn't find one online. I went around shopping and I went to that place. I went to that place in Ballymun, the Catalan.
Yes.
And they have a massive array, and not one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not one of them would fit me. They all went up to, it seems like even the extra extra larges only went up to 62 or something like that.
Right.
So I had to get one of them. I had to settle for a 62 and extra extra large. I got online in the end, and I just kind of jam it on my head.
Yes, and it sits on top. Go on.
So the padding's kind of off, and I'm scratching my head with the bits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And would it mean something to you if we found that you had the largest head in Ireland?
As bizarre as it sounds, like, it really would, you know? Like, it's ridiculous, you know what I mean? But it just seems so, you know? I don't know, there's something about it, you know? Be able to just say, you know, well, here you go now. I've got the biggest head in Ireland.
So you at what stage of the proceedings over Christmas did you introduce the hat and get everybody to try it on?
I bought my brother-in-law a hat as well.
Right.
And so I was saying, and that's kind of when it came up, and that's how it happened. You know, I put that in my head, and like it just, it's like you said earlier on, like it just sits atop,
yes,
you know, just floating up there on your hair, like.
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident, Ray. Like I've done my homework with this. I've been around the block. I've checked with everyone. People who say they have a big head, I'd be like, oh yeah, wait, hang on a second, I get this hat. You know what I mean? I've tried. I've just, no one comes close. Like,
yeah.
So it's just, I'm just starting to get cocky about it now, and I'm kind of just making the claim.
Well, we do this sort of thing with the oldest fridge in Ireland, for example. We did the oldest Christmas tree before Christmas.
Very good, yeah.
You know, so and people get involved, and most people will have a measuring tape.
Devastated, right?
Okay. Most people will have a measuring tape in that drawer, you know, where you put everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You've sort of spent batteries and keys for doors that you don't
that's
know
the
exist.
One, yeah,
all
the
those sort
kit,
of things.
Yeah.
So there will be a measuring tape in that drawer. And people measure. Just when you're measuring it, is there a way? Is it? It's the obviously the widest part of the head. So you need to.
So I did look that up before, and it seems like there's kind of no kind of consensus. Like people would say it goes from your hairline to the back of your head to the lump at the back of your head. But if you just put a hat on your head, it's where a hat would sit on your head. That's kind of what you're measuring.
That's what you're measuring. Yes. And you only have the one hat.
So other than that, like you kind of, if you want to get another hat, then it's always a baseball cap or like a farmer's cap that's elasticated at the back, you know, that kind of way, a petty cap.
Yeah.
So that's the only kind of way, like that's the only kind of commercial hat you buy. I did try to buy other hats online and they just sent me out 62 and I got onto them and like a 62 centimeter hat. I got onto them and I said like, that doesn't fit. Like I ordered a 63 from them and they said, oh, well, we don't do hats bigger than that.
Well, I tell you what I have. What I did, I bought a bucket hat a few years ago. It was Nike. I bought it online, an XXL, and it does. I think that would fit you, Now, you're welcome to it. I don't know if you if you're in the market for a bucket hat, but you're welcome to it.
Is it elasticated or is it
No, it's not elasticated. No, it's just quite large. Now, it could be an anomaly. It could have been one of those Monday morning hats that they do. Not meant to be that big, but it is
quite... there might be a global market for it if we all got together, you know, but there's no local Irish market for it.
Right, so there you go. 63.5. Kevin Cassidy's head, claiming to be, among friends and family, the man with the largest head in Ireland. But is that it? Is that a claim that is justified or not? As a 63, 64 centimetre head, right? I have worn a variety of bike helmets, army helmets and hats in my life. One size fits all is a lie. Lululemon hats fit big heads very well. Crash and army helmets are all quite tight. So he's up in your territory there, 63, 64, So Lululemon, I didn't know they made hats.
But I didn't know, which I wouldn't either, no.
Yeah, so there you go. So he's even with you, 63.5. Okay, well, they're biting you. I wear a 63 hat, but I have never measured the head, actually. I love hats and get mine from Lock Hatters in London. So Lock Hatters, L-O-C-K.
There's one online called Max Caps as well.
Oh, Max, I see what they're doing there. Yeah, the words Max Caps. Yes.
But all it is is just normal hats with elastics on the back. Oh, or just expandable sizes. They're not like a fitted hat.
Yes, I see. Yeah. You don't want that.
Just kind of cutting corners, yeah.
Yeah. As you say, you see, we're a small country, so there wouldn't be a market. Yes. But probably in big cities, there are specific shops.
I was in Germany. I was in Germany as well, and I tried to buy a hat there, and I couldn't. I couldn't get one off there as well. Okay. And I thought the Germans would have a big head, you know?
Did you? Right. I don't know why you'd think that.
But you know, the Germans, you know. But I couldn't get a hat that fit me there in Germany either.
Right. Okay, have you got hair?
Yes, yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever think of shaving your hair off? That would probably, you know, you'd be able to get into a smaller hat.
No, I don't know if I could. I suppose I could do that and I might lose the 0.5 or something.
Yes,
you know?
You might, yeah. I'm a Garda. My hat size was 62. I had the biggest head in Temple Moor. The lads reckon they could land a helicopter on it. That's how big it was. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, listen, Kevin, we'll be talking again. You've thrown down the baseball hat there, the gauntlet, and you've set people a challenge. So they'll have to go away and measure their heads first. And that for certain people, they might be in a car or on a bike or whatever. So we'll probably talk to you next week.
Absolutely. I'll be here waiting.
Yeah. Mind yourself in the storm. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck. See you. Bye. 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 Bye.